Shut up and listen to me right now. This is Fred Schneider, and you're listening to CITR. Shut up and listen to this radio station.
Supone su corazón, ayuyo del suburbio, su voz perfuma. Malena tiene pena de abandonar. Tal vez allá en la infancia su voz se alondra como ese tono oscuro del callejón, o acaso aquel romance que es solo nombra cuando se pone triste con el alcohol. Malena canta el tango con voz de sombra. Malena tiene pena de bandoneón. Tu canción tiene el frío del último encuentro. Tu canción se hace amarga en la sal del recuerdo. Yo no sé si tu voz es la flor de una pena. Solo sé que al rumor de tus tangos, Malena, yo te siento más buena, más buena que yo.
Franca Masu, Malena, dal suo disco di tango, Oi como Jair. Io sono Linda Bull e questo è Give Me the Boot, un'ora di musica italiana, dalle 2 alle 3 qui su CTR 101.9 FM qui a Vancouver, in Canada. Sono lieta di essere di nuovo con voi, saluto tutti gli italiani che stanno ascoltando e anche tutti i canadesi, magari persone di altri paesi, magari c'è qualche australiano anche che sta ascoltando. Comunque vi saluto tutti. Oggi un programma di musica molto varia, abbiamo iniziato lì con un po' di tango e andrò adesso ad un pezzo di Riccardo Tesi, a Maurizio Geri, che viene da un disco omaggio a Caterina Bueno, Sopra i tetti di Firenze. Questa canzone si chiama La Passione. Dal punto di vista del contenuto storico, le tradizioni popolari su Maria e su Gesù combinano episodi dei Vangeli canonici, di quelli apocrifi e tradizioni liturgiche. La Maria generalmente divulgata è una creatura piena di grazia, più dea che donna. Nei canti popolari Maria è invece piena di umanità. Non la regina dei cieli, ma una tenera, spaesata, angosciata madre terrena. Qui con voce di Maurizio Geri, e anche con l'aiuto di Francesca Breschi e Alice Sobrero, La Passione.
Thank you. sapeva che gli era morto il figlio che l'aveva, che gli era morto il figlio che l'aveva. O giovane in che fuste benedetto, l'avete visto il mio figliol di letto, l'avete visto il mio figliol di letto. Sì che io l'ho visto e conosciuto, in mezzo a due ladroni forte battuto, in mezzo a due ladroni forte battuto. Preso una pietra e incominciò a dar forte. Aprite, 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 c'è Maria. Sono la più dolente che ci sia, sono la più dolente che ci sia. Giudai, giudai, statemi ascoltare, mi fa sentir mia madre lamentare, mi fa sentir mia madre lamentare.
Thank you. sudor. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to present music from the Enchanted Evenings concert series at the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden in Vancouver. On Friday, August 6th, CITR will be broadcasting a live performance by Silk Road Music from 7:30 till 9 p.m. Juno-nominated Silk Road Music blends classical Chinese music with modern rhythms. You can also tune in Mondays, 4 to 5 p.m., to hear performances recorded live at the Enchanted Evenings concert series. On Monday, July 26th, we'll feature music from multi-percussionist Ocean of Sound. On August 2nd, we'll have music from the Vancouver Piano Ensemble. And lastly, on August 9th, you'll hear a rebroadcast of Silk Road Music. Tune in to CITR 101.9 FM or head along to see these performances for yourself at the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden in downtown Vancouver. For more information, go to citr.ca.
That's right, the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden. Loads of great music happening this summer. It is just the beginning of August. We have another month of great concerts and events happening, and get out there and see some live music. It's a great idea. You are listening to Give 'em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC. And I'm playing a little music for you from different parts of Italy, a little bit of an eclectic show focusing on a few singers here in the beginning of the show. Started off with Franca Mazzu, who was here, of course, at the Jazz Festival recently with her fantastic band. And Franca plays lots of different styles of music, but she has done an absolutely wonderful album of tango music called Today as Yesterday, Hoy como Ayer. And I started off today's show with that track called Malena. Absolutely beautiful. It's got Oscar Del Barba on featured on piano and Fausto Beccolossi on accordion, two fabulous musicians from northern Italy. Riccardo Tesi and Maurizio Geri, with a bunch of musicians, put out an absolutely fabulous double CD just recently called Sopra I Tetti di Firenze, On the Rooftops of Florence. It's a homage to Caterina Bueno, who was a folk singer from Tuscany, who Riccardo worked with early on in his career. And this album features the a bunch of different musicians, many of whom from Banditalia, also featuring the vocals of Lucilla Galeazzi, who was absolutely incredible, and also many other singers and musicians too. I played the track La Passione, which was a lovely song about Maria and the baby Jesus. And I'm going to play another track from it now. Before I do, I'll just mention I did play Elena Ledda, fantastic Sardinian singer, from her album Amargura, which means bitter in the Sardinian language. She's also from Sardinia, as is Franca Mazzu, although Elena is from the south of the island, near Cagliari, Quarto Sant'Elino, and Franca is from Alghero, the Catalan-speaking town in Sardinia in the north, northwest. And Amargura is an album that Elena Ledda put out many years ago. It was actually her eighth recording, which is crazy to believe. She's a very prolific singer and musician. This one is with a lovely ensemble, violins, accordions, percussion, a lot of reed wind instruments, many vocalists as well. There's lots of people involved in it. Lino Canna Vacciuolo, who's a great violinist, Paolo Del Vecchio, Mauro Palmas, who is her husband and also a wonderful musician. And her voice is as just absolutely gorgeous. There's a crazy version of Nights in White Satin in Sardinian. The whole album is actually in Sardinian. It's her first album, all sung in Sardinian. And I played the track Carinios. If you'd like to find out more about Elena Ledda, you can check out her website. And also there's a wonderful website called cdroots.com, which is all in English, and it has a very large section on Italian musicians if you're interested in that. Don't forget, too, if you ever want to listen to this show and you can't listen live, you can listen to the podcast anytime by downloading or listening online from CITR's website, www.citr.ca. You can click on the podcast link and you'll see the show, Give 'em the Boot. And you can listen to that anytime you like. You can even subscribe to it on iTunes. We're very technologically advanced here at CITR. I was talking about Maurizio Geri and Riccardo Tesi. Of course, Riccardo Tesi, one of the most famous organetto players in Italy. He is one of the band Italia group. He's the leader of that group. Maurizio Geri is a guitarist who's also in that group. He plays guitar and a number of other instruments. On this album, he plays also the saz, which we heard him play on that track La Passione. And he also has a splendid voice, and he is here going to be singing this wonderful song called Il Sirio. It's a song that was sung by ballad singers in north central Italy. The melody actually comes from a Cuban habanera. And the story is about a steamship, Sirio, on the 4th of August 1906, was on its voyage to Brazil with 1,200 passengers on board, mostly immigrants. It ran into the Bajo de Fuera rocks near Capo Palos in Spain. At the time, it was said, almost all the passengers could have been saved because the Sirio didn't sink immediately, but remained in agony a full 16 days before she broke in two and sunk. Unfortunately, the rescue operations were so chaotic and desperate that officially 293 people died, although according to newspaper reports that were not denied, the victims were more than 500. On this track, there is also featured the chitarra portoghese, the Portuguese guitar played by Custodio Castello. This is called Il Sirio. It's from the second CD of Riccardo Tese and Maurizio Geri's homage to Caterina Bueno called Sopra I Tetti di Firenze.
Thank you. Ci fa fermare su quella barca troppo piena, non ci potrà più rimandare. Su quella barca troppo piena non ci possiamo ritornare. L'Italia sembrava un sogno steso per lungo ad asciugare, sembrava una donna fin troppo bella che stesse lì per farsi amare, sembrava a tutti fin troppo bello che stesse lì a farsi toccare. E noi cambiavamo molto in fretta il nostro sogno in illusione, incoraggiati dalla bellezza vista per televisione, disorientati dalla miseria e da un po' di televisione. Pane e coraggio ci vogliono ancora, che questo mondo non è cambiato. Pane e coraggio ci vogliono ancora, sembra che il tempo non sia passato. Pane e coraggio, commissario, che c'ha il cappello per comandare. Pane e fortuna, moglie mia, che reggi l'ombrello per riparare questi figli dalle ondate del buio mare, e le figlie dagli sguardi che dovranno sopportare, e le figlie dagli oltraggi che dovranno sopportare. Nina, ci vogliono scarpe buone e gambe belle, Lucia. Nina, ci vogliono scarpe buone, pane, fortuna e così sia. Ma soprattutto ci vuole coraggio a trascinare le nostre suole da una terra che ci odia ad un'altra che non ci vuole. Proprio sul filo della frontiera, commissario, ci fai fermare, ma su quella barca troppo piena non ci potrai più rimandare. Su quella barca troppo piena non ci potremo mai più ritornare. Thank you.
Rocco de Rosa, Tres Passos. Rocco de Rosa is a wonderful composer and pianist who is based in Rome, but is actually from southern Italy, from a place that was once called La Lucania. It was an ancient district of southern Italy that extended from the Tyrrhenian Sea to the Gulf of Taranto. And in the north, it was bordered by Campania, Samnium, and Apulia. To the south, was separated by a narrow isthmus from the district of Brutium. That doesn't sound very nice, does it? So it comprised almost all the modern region of Basilicata, with most of the province of Salerno, and a little bit of Cosenza. It's an interesting place because people still do consider it, even though it's not considered a separate region, people still do talk about it in the south as if they say, I come from Lucania, though they say they sono Lucano or sono Lucana. I know a few people who are from that area. It has a very rich musical and cultural tradition. And Rocco de Rosa has written lots of music for theatre and dance and for the television and all sorts of things. And he's very highly involved with immigration issues and has actually, for many years, been running a festival of migrant cultures. It's called Ethnicus, and this year it's happening in Sardinia, Castiadas, in the province of Cagliari. It's the 27th, 28th and 29th of August. It's the sixth festival. They call it Festival delle Culture Migranti. It's a wonderful idea, and it's about transmigration. The return is the theme. It's going to be held in the old jail, actually, of Sa Mandria in Castiadas, province di Cagliari. Lots of interesting things. I noticed also that there is one of the concerts is by a group from Rome who I know called Acustimantico, who are led by the wonderful singer Raffaella Misiti. And they will be joined by Giuseppe Boi, a Sardinian poet, who's worked both with Acustimantico and also with Luca De Nuzzo. This little theme there in that set of immigration songs, we just heard there Rocco de Rosa. Before that, Ivano Fossati from his album Lampo Viaggiatore, and a track called Pane e Coraggio. And that song is really about, is, you know, a very heartfelt song about immigration, about people who are feeling like they have not, they're not wanted where they come from, and they're not wanted where they've gone to. A difficult problem for many immigrants, and it's a topical problem in Italy right now, has been for the last decade or so. Before Ivano Fossati, of course, Ivano Fossati is from Genoa, one of the singer-songwriters of Genoa, the sort of newer generation, I guess, in a way, although, yeah, it sort of was around also at the time of De André, but is a little bit more, a little bit younger, let's say, born in 51. And I always look forward to listening to music by Ivano Fossati. Before him was a song called Il Sirio from Riccardo Tesi and Maurizio Geri, also a song of immigration, in fact, about this boat called Il Sirio, which left Genoa on its way to Brazil and was shipwrecked off the coast of Spain. You're listening to Give 'Em the Boot. It is 2:40 p.m. here at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Linda Bull, and I am here playing Italian music for you, if you didn't know what you were listening to. Sometimes I speak in Italian, sometimes I speak in English. Hopefully you just like the music and you're listening in for that. I'm always up for people calling in, giving requests or comments. 604-822-2487 is the line here in the studio, or you can always email me, givetheboot@gmail.com, givetheboot@gmail.com. Now, just to continue on that idea of songs about immigration, I have an album from a singer from Sicily called Matilde Politi, and it's called Folk Songs from Sicily. It's a lovely album of many traditional songs, traditional singers who have left these bits and pieces of songs about Sicily. And she's a researcher in this area, and she has put together a lot of the influences of the traditional music, also written new pieces, and both herself and her band. This one is called Aria di Spartenza. Spartenza is this, it's a difficult one to describe, but it's this sort of feeling of melancholy in leaving a place. And it's quite common in a lot of music from southern Italy, of a certain era, of course, when a lot of immigration was happening. This one she wrote, and it is a long one, but it's lovely. And I hope you enjoy it. Aria di Spartenza, Matilde Politi.
Down. piano cuttau lo chianto nello patto mi feneo starma però granchia
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.
CITR 101.9 is proud to present Wood Hands with special guests Hot Tub and Sex with Strangers Friday, August 6th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Doors at 8, show at 9:30. Tickets are available at Zulu, Red Cat, Scratch, and online at ticketweb.ca. Wood Hands with special guests Hot Tub and Sex with Strangers Friday, August 6th at the Biltmore Cabaret. This show is sponsored in part by CITR 101.9 FM.
You just heard there the lovely voice of Ilaria Patassini, who's the singer with the group Sine Nomine, based in Rome, that is led by guitarist Alessandro Girotto. Their album is called Spartenza, and that track was also of the same name. And before that was Matilde Politi from her album Folk Songs of Sicily, and a track that she wrote called Aria di Spartenza. And it's basically... meaning song of separation. The Spartenza is this sort of melancholy idea of separation to do with immigration. And the words of her song, he left to seek riches in foreign lands. He left me no picture. The last star has fallen. Who makes your bed in the evening? Beautiful album of traditional based songs, original songs too, based on traditional themes by Matilda and her band, Folk Songs from Sicily. Wonderful. Ethnomusicological research. You're listening to Given the Boot. This is CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull, and there's 5 minutes left here until 3 o'clock. I've got at least another track for you here. I wanted to play for you another female voice. Caterina Pontrandolfo is her name, and she comes from Basilicata, and a wonderful album called Tribù Italiche Basilicata, one of this World Music Magazine releases. They put out a disc of each region of Italy, and it showcases the many different facets of traditional and modern music from that region. And here she is with her song Fronni d'Alia, Caterina Pontrandolfo.
Racconto maggi taglia da picchia. Pa 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 picchi a mamma ritaglia. Pa pa picchi a mamma ritaglia. Racconto maggi maglia da picchia. Racconto maggi maglia da picchia. Thank you.
from Italia, Caterina Petrandolfo. And just going to leave you here with one little track left here on Given the Boot, Mala, which is the name in art of Giancarlo Di Maria, and from his album Dell'ora e del Mai, which is on Irma Records from Bologna. This one is La strada che sai. And we'll see you all next week. Ci vediamo la settimana prossima. Buona giornata e buona serata a tutti gli italiani. E buona settimana a tutti. Ciao, ciao.
Come accende le sue luci a primavera, cosa ci porta e chi lo sa quant'è sincera, lo sa il mio corpo che si innamora in questa notte piena di luna, lo sai tuo amore che ti vesti di allegria e indossi un fiore se vuoi dirmi che sei mia e mi fai fiero e mi fai uomo.